from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. A tornado plowing through suburban Omaha, Nebraska Friday, damaging hundreds of homes and other structures. Jason Sunday says he served in Iraq and Afghanistan, says he's never been as scared as he was on Friday.
We headed downstairs quickly, and we were in the downstairs bathtub, and it's just like the movie said. It was like a freight train, and you knew when the roof was coming off because that was a loud pop and sucking motion. It was pretty scary.
Multiple tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, but the most destructive storm moved from a largely rural area into the suburbs of Omaha. Police and firefighters going door to door to help people who might be trapped. Former President Trump's defense team working to undermine the testimony of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker as his criminal hush money trial in New York continued Friday. A sentence handed down in the final case yet to be adjudicated stemming from the 2019 death of Elijah McClain in Colorado. McClain died after he was stopped by police, restrained, and then injected with a sedative by paramedics who responded.
What I would like to do now is just talk to Elijah.
Aurora, Colorado Fire Department paramedic Jeremy Cooper stood at his sentencing and spoke to 23-year-old Elijah McClain, who died in his care after Cooper injected him with ketamine to calm him in police custody.
Elijah, I am a man of faith. I know you are here among us, and you can hear me.
McClain's heart stopped, and he later died.
I want you to know how sorry I am that I couldn't save you.
Convicted of criminally negligent homicide, Cooper was given 4 years probation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Amid ongoing protests spurred by the war between Israel and Hamas, Columbia University's administration in a letter on Friday said it's continuing to try and work with student leaders of a pro-Palestine encampment on campus to reach a solution. However, the letter said it needs to ensure campus safety and declared that anti-Semitism that's been expressed by some individuals is intolerable. You're listening to ABC News. Outrage in Michigan after the woman accused of driving drunk and killing two kids at a birthday party posted a $1.5 million bail. Michael Hatfield took part in a vigil for the kids on Friday.
These babies haven't even had a service yet, and this lady's drinking coffee at home with her family, with her loved ones.
66-year-old Marcella Chidester charged with two counts of second-degree murder after allegedly driving drunk and slamming into a child's birthday party last weekend. New data showing mortgage rates are rising again, topping 7%. Rates now at their highest levels since late last year.
You've got the median price now for an existing home in this country, nearly $400,000, putting it out of reach for so many folks, especially those first-time home buyers. So if you were to buy a $400,000 home at today's mortgage rate, your monthly payment would be about $2,700. If you had bought that same home 3 years ago before the Fed started hiking interest rates and rates were about 3%, your monthly payment would have been about $1,000 cheaper.
ABC's business correspondent Alexis Christophorus. A freight train carrying fuel derailed and caught fire near the Arizona-New Mexico state line, forcing the closure of Interstate 40 on Friday. Arizona and New Mexico state police closing the key interstate in both directions, directing trucks and cars to alternative routes. BNSF Railway says the company's working to clear the wreckage. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.